This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 122 for Thursday, October 27th. I'm Phil Front-Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were weaker Thursday, taking back yesterday's gains as the futures continued to hold in a sideways trading range. Canola down $6 to $26. The largest losses in the nearby November contract, down $26.50 at $909.80 per ton. Thin volumes exaggerated the moves in the front month as traders clean up positions ahead of the contract's expiry. The more active January contract down $9.10 at $867.20. Losses in Chicago soy oil and a firm tone in the Canadian dollar contributed to the selling pressure in canola. However, Malaysian palm oil held steady and European rapeseed futures were higher on the day. Canola crush margins did tighten slightly yesterday but remain wide overall, and that should be encouraging end-user demand on any dips in the market. In the U.S., activity was choppy. Soybeans within a penny of unchanged, and corn and wheat both mostly lower. Soybeans being pulled in two directions today as losses in soy oil were countered by gains in meal. The January soybean contract up a half cent at $13.93.5. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales came in at just over a million tons, roughly half of what sold the previous week, but in line with the year-ago level. Conditions remain relatively favorable for good harvest progress across the Midwest over the next week, with the seasonal influx of farmer deliveries keeping the soy market under pressure. Corn, lacking any clear direction, with the bias lower, down 2 cents in December at $6.82 per bushel, with the advancing harvest weighing on prices. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of about 264,000 tons were down from the previous week. Wheat was mixed for most of the day, with the bias lower at the close. Minneapolis down a penny in the December contract at $9.50 per bushel. Kansas City down 8 cents in the December contract at $9.32 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 2 cents in December at $8.38.5. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of just over 500,000 tons were the highest of the marketing year to date. Uncertainty over Ukrainian grain exports and whether the Black Sea corridor will remain open remained a feature. There are estimated to be at least 150 ships waiting to pass through Turkey's Bosphorus Strait into the Black Sea. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, October 27th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Front-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.